Joining us here on Midweek Focus today, very exciting news to talk about. The PTO project, the Turf the Playground project. Got some very good news to talk about regarding that. We're now joined by Trista Gamer, involved with the project. Trista, so just in the last, couple weeks or so, you guys kind of got the approval, got the funding lined up, right?
Yes, we sure did. We have successfully met our goal, which is super exciting. We wouldn't have been able to do that without this kind of last push we got. Kind of all started with Steve Dahlstrom at Bank North, and he successfully was able to donate $5,000 to our project through Bank North, and then he challenged the other two financial institutions in Oaks here to do the same. And both Starion and First Community Credit Union stepped up, and so we were able to secure $15,000 just like that. And then with the help of our pizza fundraiser that we just concluded here in the last week, we have successfully reached our goal, which is super exciting for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Maybe for someone that isn't familiar with what project we're talking about, would you just kind of touch on that quickly and talk about what the Turf the Playground project's all about?
Sure. So if you haven't been in Oaks, or maybe you have been in Oaks and you drive by the playground, the area where the students, and not necessarily just students, any kids throughout the community who uses the playground, the open space there where there should be grass is weeds, dirt, hard ground. And so kids are commonly getting hurt or dragging mud into the school, and it's just not a safe place for them to play. And so us PTO members, we brought up the initiative to turf the playground. We looked at sod for that area, but after we looked into it, we just don't think it would withstand all the heavy traffic that the playground sees. They have tried to grow grass from seed there multiple times with it just being unsuccessful. There's just so many little feet and people running around on the playground that it just couldn't withstand the natural grass. And so we went with turf, which is, it is very expensive, but it's going to last a very long time as well. So
how long has this process been going on? You know, like, when did the ball really start to roll to try and turf the playground?
Right. So it's been about 2 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
Actually, it might be a little over 2 years. We kind of started out slow, just kind of applying for some grants. And actually, when COVID kind of hit this spring, we really hit it hard with our fundraising efforts. And the community has been so supportive, and businesses in our community have been very supportive of this project, and so we're just very thankful that we're finally going to be able to see it through.
Talking with Trista Gamer with the Oaks PTO, touching on the Turf the Playground project, funding has been approved, and good news there. Now, you mentioned just in the last month or so with the recent fundraisers, but it's been going on for a couple of years, and there's been a lot of work put into it, right? And I'm sure a lot of people involved in this that I'm sure if you wanted, you could take probably 30 minutes to say a thank you to, right?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. It's been a long time coming, and we are just so, so thankful for everybody's support. We're not quite done yet with asking for support, as one of the ways that we were able to reduce the cost of the turf was by taking off a majority of the installation, like hiring the installation done. And so we were able to save about $25,000 by being able, well, I shouldn't say being able to, like, we're going to ask for volunteers to help install the turf. So we'll have somebody there from the company that will kind of oversee everything and basically boss us around and tell us what to do. But in the next week or two, we are going to be seeking out some volunteers to help us with the installation, which will be about probably a 3 or 4 day process. So we're hoping that we can, that the weather will cooperate with us, and that we will still be able to install it yet in the next couple weeks here.
Well, that's awesome. I thought it would have been pushed off till spring, but that's really good to hear that you guys are at least trying to get it in the next month or so. So very good news.
Yeah. So hopefully the snow that we're getting today and tomorrow and this week will melt again, and we can proceed again before spring and the mud and all that stuff that goes along in the springtime as well. So.
Absolutely. Trista, anything else you wanna mention before we wrap things up?
No, just if anybody feels the need to want to help us install the turf, we're going to be looking for 4 to 6 volunteers for about 3 to 4 days. You don't have to commit to every single day, but we would graciously accept any offers for help. And just a huge shout out and thank you to everybody who has supported the project throughout the way. And I hope that at some point in time that they'll see the benefits of the turf and their kids, grandkids, family members can go out and enjoy it.
Awesome. Just such good news. They are able to re-turf the playground now moving forward, and it's going to be happening pretty soon. Trista, thanks so much for taking some time today, and we'll chat down the road.
All right. Thank you.